When Moses held the tablets of the commandments, they made him radiant. As we get closer and closer to the law, especially keeping the spirit of the law, we become more radiant, more pure, and more godlike in our words or actions. And sometimes that could create a lot of distraction, worries, fears, or reservations on the other people. We're not keeping the letters of the law to justify ourselves, but we're following the spirit of the law to a deeper love and the dying of ourselves so that God lives in us and through us, my brothers and sisters. Take some time to read the first reading again today. I'm not going to talk about the gospel reading because we already preached about it last Sunday. But read the first reading and see how you and I can better keep the law with love, with devotion, and with commitment to the good Lord in our words, our action, so that He lives in us and through us, not only worrying about the legalistic means or the exterior matters, but to keep the law of the Lord so that the law of the Lord transform us, make us more radiant, more pure, and more free to live as children of God, our Heavenly Father, a disciple of Christ Jesus, an instrument of the Holy Spirit. Do not be afraid, but let the law free us from the enslavement to sin and to this world so that we can totally belong to Him and love Him with everything that we have.